schools closed? What? Far from it. Maybe our physical buildings are shut because that's what's best for our students. I appreciate our governor and the leadership in the state of Michigan for deciding that we needed to practice social distancing and not meet physically face to face. It was necessary and still is as we continue to fight this horrible virus. But schools are far from closed because there's so much more than a building. Schools are the staff. At our schools, I have seen administrators, support staff, and custodians working diligently to make sure that the food programs stay in existence, handing out food on a regular basis to the communities to make sure our children are fed. Probably one of the most important things in the world is that people don't go hungry. It'd be a sad story if they were. Without the school system and network of distributing food, it'd be really a hard situation for a lot. I know in our district, we've partnered with Second Harvest Gleaners and handed out food for over 300 families. And the line was so much longer. If we had more food, we would have handed out more. Teachers are working longer hours in a much more stressful, difficult situation than they've ever been trained before to do to get online learning up and rolling while also providing enrichment activities for students at home. Is it equitable? Not yet. We're working on those things because this wasn't in our game plan. If online learning was our plan and what we normally did, this would have been normal. But as everybody can see, the world isn't normal. I need for my sanity. No, I shouldn't say I. I should say every single educator from superintendents to custodians, all those that work in that education field need people to stop using the word closed. We are shifting how we do things on the fly. We are building the plane while we're in the air. In fact, I believe I heard somebody say we are actually manufacturing the parts, drawing up the blueprints, and putting it together already in the sky. We're lucky we have a lot of the infrastructure to deliver online instruction. We know our curriculum. We know how to teach kids. But doing it in a different environment is different. And we're getting it going. And we're going to get it there. I just spent this morning with my department making our plan. Next week's supposed to be our spring break, but we're going to be working hard so that when that is over, stuff is ready to roll out to the kids. And we are on our online platform. We can't say we're closed. We're not going to close till June or whenever our district's supposed to close. We're going to be working. I see so many incredible educators doing incredible things with their students and trying out innovative ideas, doing Zoom classrooms, meeting with students online. In fact, I saw a story about a teacher who was going over and put a whiteboard outside of a student's window to help them with math. Teachers are making videos. Some teachers are actually also running their 3D printers 24/7 to make visors and protective PPE protective gear for the first responders. We are stepping up and shifting how we do things, trying to keep our students engaged in every way we know how. We might have our physical buildings closed, but we need the support of our legislative body and our community as we shift. We need parents to reach out to the school, make sure that the communication's coming in, because I know every district is sending an email regularly, if not every day. Reach out to those contacts. Make sure you're getting information. If you're not, they probably don't have your information. But let's stay away from the rhetoric that says schools are closed, because everybody there, from the superintendent to the custodian, is working so hard to make sure we can deliver everything for our students. Stay curious, my friends. Stay engaged, because our educators are working hard to support everybody.